Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, the Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And we're here. Free agency starts Monday, and we made it. We did a podcast before free agency started.
Like we said, we snuck it in under the wire, guys.
We got it here. You might be listening to this Monday morning. You might be listening to this sometime after free agency started, and everything we're saying just is wrong. But
yeah,
we're going to do our best here. We're just going to talk about free agency and who we think the Panthers should go after. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about some of our own free agents. We'll talk about some free agents from other teams. And we'll do a little bit of projections of how much the contracts might be, things like that. We're not going to go too in-depth on that because we are always wrong. But we'll talk about it. We'll have some fun. Jerry, any surprises from, like, the franchise tags and stuff? I mean, it did kind of kill the free agent or wide receiver market, I feel like.
100% it did. I mean, Michael Pittman Jr. was a guy I was kind of eyeing, like, oh, this could be a good difference maker that I don't think is getting tagged. Nope, he got tagged. T. Higgins, yeah. I thought, was going to get tagged.
Yeah, T. Higgins was a guy that a lot of people really liked, and I was pretty high on. Not as high as maybe some people that I see on Twitter, but I thought that he could come in and be a guy. Jerry Jeudy got traded today for a fifth and a sixth. I mean, that seemed pretty low considering during the season last year. I think they were talking like a first or a second was the starting point for him.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to bring in Jeudy for two fifths or something like that. And next year's fifth, that they would have done something like that. I feel like he still has that first-round talent. He's a good route runner.
He's still young.
Still young. I feel like that would have been a good move for this team because, A, you're not banking on him being a number one right out of the gate.
Right.
You bring him in here to compete and everything else. I mean, he has familiarity, I believe, with Bryce Young. So... Yeah, why would you not?
For that price, I mean, a fifth and a sixth. I would have been happy to go to a fifth and two fifths, right?
Yeah.
Or a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh, or something. You know, just something to up them a little bit for a guy who, even if he's a 600-yard receiver, that's I think if you get a 600-yard receiver in the fifth round, I think you're pretty happy with that, right?
100%. That's why I don't get. Like, I get that he only has like 1 or 2 years left on his contract, but I mean, no one else on this team was coming close to that last year besides Thielen. Yeah. So you pair him with Thielen and you get a speedster guy.
Yeah. It would have been a nice experiment. You know, I'm not saying that and I don't think you are either, is saying that he's going to come in and be the guy, the number one guy. No. He's going to be our franchise guy. We're going to extend him for 5 years and he's going to be here forever. But to take a flyer on a guy like that for a couple of late round picks would have been nice. I don't know if Dan Morgan was even involved.
He should have at least called on Jeudy. I think we had that mentioned earlier this season.
Yeah.
Or off season.
So he's
700 yards last year, 50 something receptions. So,
yeah, again, not a guy that's going to change your team, but for our team, would have been a very, very nice piece. Nice piece. And Cortland Sutton's still there, and rumors are he's available as well. So
I like Sutton, but I think his price tag is going to be higher than Jeudy's. I think you're looking at a third or...
Oh, I don't know about that. I could see maybe a fourth for him. But again, I don't know. Maybe he goes for the same. I thought Jeudy would have gone for more than a fifth and a sixth. So
I did too.
Just for the potential, right? A guy still on his rookie contract.
I accidentally spelled his name, and Courtney Sutton came up instead of Courtland Sutton. Sorry.
Okay, Courtney Sutton. I don't know who that is.
I was curious of what his contract was.
I'm sure she's very, very nice. What's her contract?
It doesn't release it. Sutton has 700, 800 yards. I still wouldn't be... hating that one. Let's see what his contract is. See if he's out this year, because It seems like the Broncos are just blowing everything up.
Yeah, it does. I think that was... Good.
He has 2 years remaining. I mean, if we could get him for like a fourth and a fifth or something.
Yeah. Like what is he making? Like 14, 15 million a year?
Oh, crap. Yeah, he's making 17. Never mind.
Yeah. But again, 2 years left. You could extend him and drop that average down a bit. You know, he could count virtually nothing on the cap this year, probably, if they did that. So, who knows? But we're not really here to talk trades. We're going to talk free agency. And we will probably start off, I guess, Jerry, we should start off here with the big position, right? I mean, the Panthers don't have a quarterback. I mean, we're going to have to get a quarterback here, come in, do some things. Let's look at Kirk Cousins here. Certainly better than Andy Dalton. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, I think Kirk Cousins is the only valued starter. Otherwise, we're looking at Baker Mayfield, and we've already tried that experiment.
Yeah, yeah. It's Jacoby Brissett. He's in there, you know.
I kind of dropped the joke after I already mentioned Bryce Young.
Bryce Young's here. We're not going to go after a quarterback. Just kidding. Although, you know, Russell Wilson, he's out there. But, you know, so we have a text with some friends, right? Mm-hmm. A chat, you should say, because I'm not old. And some people in our chat believe that Russell Wilson would not be a starting quarterback anymore.
I think he will be. I think he's a bottom-tier starter, or at least get a compete starting. I could see, like, a name like Pittsburgh maybe.
I mean, he's looking at Pittsburgh right now, yeah, that he's meeting with them.
Is he? I didn't know that. I just was assuming that would be a good landing spot.
Supposedly they have mutual interest.
I mean, maybe the Commanders just as a 2-year type of stopgap, but I assume they're going to go quarterback and start their franchise over. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Tampa now that Baker is a free agent? That could be another. Yeah. I mean, would you go Baker or would you go Russell Wilson? I mean, couple of years.
Atlanta is a possibility if they don't get Cousins or Fields or whoever they're rumored to have next.
Minnesota.
Yeah, there are plenty of options and even people high in the draft like New England who may draft a quarterback but might not want to start him right away, right? I mean, I think there are plenty of options available for Russell Wilson. But again, we're not really talking quarterbacks here. Let's go ahead and start with – we're not going to really talk running backs either, I don't think. I could see the Panthers signing a running back, just sort of a, you know – but not a Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Pollard. None of those, that tier of guy. So I don't think we really need to spend too much time there. You know, we've got Sanders under contract, unfortunately, who's going to be here at least another year. We've got Chuba, who's going to be here next year. I could see him signing a third guy maybe, but I don't think that – I don't know who that guy would be.
I personally think that they will draft – somebody more than they would sign a
I hope they do back. I hope they draft somebody in the fourth or fifth round. You know, if I was a GM of a team, I would draft a running back every single year in the fourth or fifth round. I don't care who I have at running back, I would draft a guy every single year in those rounds because you never know.
And usually most of those guys are at least decently have decent speed and probably can help out on special teams too. And that's what those guys do anyways.
Right.
Yep. Could take a hit, can lay some hits, but.
Yeah. Let's talk wide receivers because that's the sexy thing. That's the most glaring.
I wish I had a little background music for they're the sexy position.
Well, it's the most glaring spot, in terms of helping Bryce out, outside of offensive line. But again, that's going to be kind of tough to talk about. But we will talk about offensive line as well. But wide receiver, we talked about some of the top guys that got tagged. But there are some guys out there who are available and would definitely be an upgrade over what we have now. And let's just start out with the name that everybody's talking about, Calvin Ridley. Right? Calvin Ridley. Drafted by the Falcons, got suspended for the gambling situation, came back last year with Jacksonville, had a nice season. A little bit of rust, you could tell, especially kind of early on, but he had overall a pretty nice season. And I think next year will have a very good season wherever he ends up. I think his market value on SpotRack is around $17 million a year.
18 and a half.
Okay,
now.
18 because and a half.
Because I think a lot of the signing or tags really gave him a couple extra $1 million per year because of that.
Yeah, yeah. He's a guy that definitely benefited from that. But, Jerry, what do you think about Calvin Ridley?
When we first started this looking at free agency, I really liked him. I liked him more than DJ Moore coming out of college. I was kind of sad that we picked not sad. I had them as 1A, 1B. It was really whatever particular order they wanted. I really like him to this day, player-wise, but I don't know if the Panthers could afford that type of contract that he's going to request on the open market.
Yeah, but again, if they sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal, that, you know, first year or two would count very little against the cap. And our cap really opens up, I think, next year and in the year up after that. So I'm not saying that we can't afford anybody. I think we can afford anybody we want. We just, you know, it just has to be structured correctly. They have to get the deal done with Burns. I mean, the Burns thing kind of...
That's really prohibited.
It makes the cap look a lot worse than it really is. But I do think, you know, if you're looking at a Calvin Ridley or you're looking at a couple of these other younger guys that we're going to be talking about, sub 30 guys, then I think you're looking at more than a 1 or 2 year contract, right? I think you're looking at a 3 or 4 or 5 year deal with especially a talent like Ridley, who, you know, again, he came back from a suspension, a year-long suspension, to have 1,000 yards last year, 8 touchdowns. Like, that's a great season.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I would love Ridley, like I said, but I just don't, I mean, what are we sitting at? It says $13 million. Right now, we're sitting at $13 million under the cap.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you got to restructure Taylor Moten. You got to make some moves. Cut Ian Thomas to save that $2 million because he's cut Hayden Hurst for $2 million, so I don't know why.
Yeah, I forgot they cut Hayden Hurst because I was thinking earlier. I was like, well, we don't really need to talk about tight ends. I can't imagine they're going to bring in another tight end. But nope, yep, you're right. They definitely are going to have to.
I would have kept Hurst and cut Ian Thomas. Personally, like,
yeah. What is it they love about Ian Thomas? I don't understand it.
I mean,
I don't understand.
Maybe he's a... I mean, they say he's a great blocker, but I mean... Maybe
that's what they say.
Locker room.
That's what they say. Maybe he is.
Pictures of Tepper. Or, you know,
maybe, yeah, that could be. Could be.
Go to Tepper's key parties. I don't know.
He's got the evidence from that Rock Hill thing that makes Tepper liable for the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know, but... again, I don't want to get too deep into like salary cap implications because I do think number one that they're going to get the Burns deal figured out and that's going to free up a lot of money. And I do think, you know, you sign these guys, you just backload their deal from a salary cap perspective and it's fine. So Ridley for me would be number one. Who'd be number one for you in terms of wide receiver free agents?
Ridley. Okay. Ridley would be my number one. Want list. I think he's still, I mean, he's 29 years old, but I still think he has that ability to be a good, solid number one. Maybe not top tier, but
yeah.
Yeah.
What about Marquise Brown? Hollywood Brown?
I never liked Marquise Brown. He's 26 years old. He has speed, but he has issues tracking the ball in the air. He's also not a good locker room guy. When he was in Baltimore, he kind of forced his way out, kind of bad mouth Lamar Jackson. I don't want that for Bryce. I don't want that for Bryce right now. I mean, that sounds like I'm babying him, but no. After last year, you don't want to get a malcontent receiver in here.
Yeah. Well, he does have talent. He's got deep speed. He's, you know, he's one of those guys that can help out a team, but I think he's much better as a second or even a third wide receiver than a number one.
Yeah, I did too.
Whereas Calvin Ridley, I think, would certainly be, has the ability to be a number one. And by the way, Calvin Ridley not perfect either. Like we're talking.
Oh no,
Calvin Ridley's not. He's suspended. Not. Yeah, Calvin Ridley not a tier one wide receiver in the league.
No.
Right. But a guy who on this team would be the number one. I mean, when you start looking down the list of wide receivers, it starts to get pretty bare bones after that. I mean, you got Gabe Davis, who
I wouldn't mind bringing in a Gabe Davis, who's 24 years old, has speed. And this is also, this is free agency. So
right.
You can also double dip in the draft. Which
and,
I
they should.
To.
And they should.
And Darnell Mooney, I wouldn't, 26 years old. He had a, 900-yard season a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he can get that back up. So, I mean.
I like Kendrick Bourne. Now, he got hurt middle of last year. He's a little older than some of these guys. He's 29. I guess he's the same age as Calvin Ridley. But he's a guy that, he had 800 yards a couple years ago with the Patriots. And again, was having a pretty good season in New England before he got hurt last year. But I like him as long as he can come back. He might be a little cheaper given the injury concern. But I always I liked him in San Francisco, and I liked him. I'd like to have him on the team. You got Tyler Boyd, who's third. Yeah,
go ahead. That's who I would go after if we're going towards that ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly $8 million a year or so for a couple of years. 29 years old, a little bit old. Well, I guess Calvin Ridley age, still has some time left, but 1,000 yard receipt year 2021, 900 yards 2022, 23. 800 yards. He had a little fall off last year, but I think also with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins there, it kind of gives him that little, hey, I can slide in and I could hit people surprisingly because I was good, just not as good as the other two.
Yeah, and the fall off last year, they lost Joe Burrow pretty early in the season. And I mean, that I don't know if he had a good connection with, was it Browning? I don't remember the guy's name who was
Jacob Browning. Yeah.
But yeah, I like Tyler Boyd. Another guy that I've kind of always liked as a second, third wide receiver. Again, these are guys, these guys we're talking about now are not going to come in and unseat Adam Thielen as the number one. But a guy like Tyler Boyd in the slot is a really nice weapon.
Yeah. I mean, he runs a 4.5, so he's not a burner, but I mean, he's a good, solid guy. Like,
yeah. Good hands.
Nothing wrong.
Good receiver.
That's something this team only had in Thielen was a good, solid guy. Yeah. No one else was that for this team last year. DJ Chark, he wasn't that last year. DJ Chark is available too. I mean, roughly $6 million a year.
If you could do DJ Chark for, $4 or $5 million, again, I don't love the one-year deals. I understand for a guy like DJ Chark where, give him a prove it deal, but if he proves it, he's gone, right?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't prove it, then I guess, you don't have to worry about it. But that type of, and again, we thought DJ Chark coming in was going to be a really good weapon. We thought he was going to be the number one guy easily with a Thielen being a nice high end number two. And that just didn't play out that way. So I don't know about giving Chark a second chance here, but I wouldn't hate it if they did, if the price was right.
Yeah. Josh Reynolds, 29 years old. Had 1,000 yards last year with the Lions. I mean, another top-end burner he's not.
Yeah.
But another reliable weapon if you want to bring in another reliable weapon, which I am all for to give Bryce Young a couple reliable weapons and then having a speedster or two. I mean,
What's his market value, or does it say?
PFF has him at 2 years, $5.5 million per year, which I would be all for.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, before that, he's had 400 yards receivings, 600. So, I mean, his 28 years old was his first breakout season.
But, right.
I mean, he was with the Lions, so.
I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Odell Beckham Jr., Michael Thomas. These guys are out there, but I don't know on this team, this kind of rebuilding team, if those are guys that are going to be happy here and personalities that you want on the team. I just don't, I would say no to those guys.
I would too. I wouldn't want to even bring them in because of that.
Yeah.
So I just checked Josh Reynolds on Spot Rack and they have him at 7 million and PFF has him at 6.5, so or 5. So I feel like that's a very, I kind of like Josh Reynolds now a little bit more than the rest.
Yeah. You have, you know, and then you have guys like Curtis Samuel, Marcus Valdez-Scantling, Mecole Hardman, like Paris Campbell, just some of these guys that can fit into an offense, but again, you're not going to be jumping for joy. I think that's probably the type of guy that's going to come in here. I just don't see them. I don't see them signing Calvin Ridley. I don't see them signing Hollywood Brown. I think it's going to be more of a, you're going to bring in a two or a three, you know, a low two, a high three, and then you're going to draft a guy.
Yeah, I 100% I agree with that. Donovan Peoples-Jones is available.
I like him.
And he's a really low on this ranking. I mean, he's 25 years old. He was with the Lions last year. So, I mean, there is that, you know, he only had not very much last year. So,
yeah.
I mean, would I hate bringing him in for $4 or $5 million? Kind of a two-year prove-it deal?
Yeah.
No. I mean, there's decent. I think the value in the lower tier is there for some of these younger guys. I just don't. I don't think you have to swing big. Because there's not that big guy out there now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just no, there's no, other than maybe Calvin Ridley, there's no, like, bar none, number one, get 1,000-yard consistently guys.
That, does anybody know what happened to Donovan Peoples-Jones? Everybody has him listed as, like, $2 million a year. Is he coming off a serious injury?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. All right. So I think we're both pretty on board with the Panthers likely going mid-tier with wide receiver and then drafting and hoping that they hit in the draft. I could see them maybe drafting a guy at 33 and then possibly another one in the, you know, fourth or fifth round as well.
Me too.
I could easily see that. That's just a position that we're so poor at right now.
So poor. Yeah. I mean,
speaking of poor, tight end. we're gonna save edge for we're gonna do edge soon, but let's talk tight end real quick. Hunter Henry, I think, just got signed, and he was kind of the number one guy that was out there, and that should tell you all you need to know, right? He was
Hunter Henry's a good guy. Dalton Schultz already, I think, is re-signing with the Houston Texans. Hunter Henry, Noah Fant. It really depends. I was shocked that they got rid of Hurst as quickly as they did, considering he's had previous, you know, ability.
Yeah.
So I would be
ish. Not, I mean, shocked. he was never like a great receiving tight end.
But he was solid, and I was shocked that they went ahead and cut him. So it wouldn't shock me if they brought in somebody that they are already familiar with, like a Noah Fant from Seattle. They have another guy from Seattle as well that I would not be shocked if they brought in. Just because it feels like they already had a guy in mind, in my opinion.
Disley, is that who you're talking about? The other guy?
Disley, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense. Either one of those guys. And in fact, I'm gonna predict that Noah Fant is a Carolina Panther. I'm gonna predict that because I think that makes a lot of sense. He's a guy who, let me start off his career in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a couple of 600-yard seasons in Denver. Very consistent. You know, three or four touchdowns every single year. You know, Denver. He's 562, 673, 670 in his 3 years in Denver. And then
26 years old.
Yeah, I mean, young guy. I like that. I think that makes a lot of sense, actually. His market value is $6.2 million a year. So basically what we were paying Hurst.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes sense to me.
I wouldn't shock it. Jonnu Smith, another guy that's down there that could be productive here. I feel like you don't need to go spend a lot of money. I do think Noah Fant would be probably the number one guy right now for us, being younger, familiar with Canales.
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, and again, Dan Morgan was there.
Yeah.
I think when they brought him in, so that makes sense. Okay, let's move on. Where do you want to go next?
Corner? We need corner. Let's do guards.
We need everything.
Let's do guards. We do have a time limit of 9 minutes left on this call, so we may need to take a break to come back.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to take a break because we're not going to get all these in 9 minutes. Okay, so interior offensive lineman, who are you looking at?
So, because here's the big thing is everything I'm reading from Joe Person and Mike Kay from the Charlotte Observer and The Athletic, respectfully, both, in my opinion, probably the best beat writers currently for the Panthers. Are saying that they're going to fill up that offensive line. So I have a feeling they're going to go to more of a zone scheme than the power rush that those two are good at, in the sense that Austin Corbett and Bradley Bozeman, I would not be shocked if they were eventually released.
I think Bozeman, it's almost guaranteed that he will not be here. Yeah.
So
I don't know what the cap savings are for him to be cut, but it seems like he's on his way out.
With that being said, we need to kind of keep an eye out for more of the less chunky guys. I think Christensen can work a zone because he was being that tackle, being able to kick out and stuff. So with that being said, I don't know. I mean, Damian Lewis is 26 from Seattle, but I think he's a bigger guy. So
yeah,
he's a starter.
Just looking at some of the top guys here, Robert Hunt is listed as a guy who's a good fit for a zone blocking scheme. My ignorance with offensive linemen and their, you know, and what they're good at is going to show here. But, you know,
does it say, tell you what they're good at? Where are you at?
I'm just on the NFL list, NFL.com list. But yeah, it basically it says that he's a good zone blocking. He has some experience at tackle as well. So a guy like that, a guy who has played tackle and has moved into guard, I feel like those guys are always better as interior offensive linemen when they have the experience. They know what they're expected to do and what helps a tackle. So I like that idea. Have you heard that they are going back to the zone? Is that what you...
I have not heard it, but that was kind of my reading of the tea leaves, that they're looking at interior.
Gotcha.
Linemen, they've already said Icky staying at left tackle, so that would be my guess is what they were thinking. And I guess I could be completely wrong, but...
Well, that's fine if they build the line that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't try to force a power blocking line into a zone blocking scheme like they did last year. So if they're going to build the line that way, that's fine. But right now, that's not what we have. So I agree. I think Bozeman's gone. Corbett, I like Corbett. If he doesn't fit the zone blocking scheme, I guess I could see him being cut as well. But he seems like one of the better guards in the league. So can't stay healthy. But
there's some quality, decent guys out there. I mean, I think this is where you get a lot of bang for your buck in free agency, the guards and centers, because you can get a starting guard, young starting guards. When I say young, 27, 26 is very young for a guard because they could play 32, 33 if their knees hold up. Like Robert Hunt is 28, Lloyd Cushman Berry, 26 from Denver. Connor Williams is coming off an ACL tear, but he could be grab cheap. Maybe come in and prove that he's fine. I mean, that's obviously on your medical staff. But.
Yeah, my concern, and he's a center, so my concern with him would just be the same thing that we saw with Corbett, where Corbett was supposed to be ready by the beginning of the year, and it was, what, 6-7 games into the year before he came back. So that would be a little concerning for me. However, he apparently, according to this list I'm looking at, would be one of the higher tier guys had he not gotten hurt. So I don't mind buying low on a guy with talent, especially, you know, ACLs are no longer career enders.
No.
So I wouldn't mind that at all if the medical staff is confident he can come back fully. But yeah, I mean, we could tell you guys a bunch of names here, but are you going to know who they are? We don't know who they are. So
Greg Van Roten. There we go. Yeah, he's we know still that name. Greg Van Roten, 34 years old. There we go.
There you go.
I did not realize he was still in the league.
Well, he's a free agent, so he might not be soon. Trey Turner. Trey Turner's out there as well.
Trey Turner's still in the league? Holy crud.
He's only 30 years old.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 30. He's almost, he'll be 31 by the time the season starts, but.
I thought he retired already.
Not retired. Okay. Well, I don't think we need to talk about tackles. I feel like we've got our tackles. You know, will they sign backups? Will they maybe draft a guy? Possibly, but we're not gonna waste time talking about a bunch of tackles. Do you want to go? Let's see. Let's go corner real quick, just because the corner list really isn't that great either. It kind of starts with Kendall Fuller, Stephon Gilmore, like those. Stephon Gilmore, we like. I don't think he would want to come here.
No, I would assume he wants to chase a ring, rightfully so. That's not a knock on him. Awuzie Chidobe, he's always been one of the better corners that just never seems to be loved. Steven Nelson, Kenny Moore. None of these guys really jump out at me that they need to sign. I mean, do you just see maybe about going back to Dante Jackson and see if you could sign him for cheaper, or
cut him and then re-sign him for a much cheaper deal? Would you want to do that if you were Dante Jackson? Would you come back to the team that cut you?
I mean, what else do you have? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they shouldn't even cut him.
I mean, they cut like what, $10 million in cap space with him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's tough. You got J.C. Jackson, who played 10 games last year, just 5 games the year before. Not very healthy, it seems. C.J. Henderson is going to be out there. You could re-sign him potentially. Jeff Aduka is out there. Would you want to take a flyer on him?
Sean Murphy Bunting. I mean, there's, I think you could get a number two, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to be a top tier number two. So I think we're going to be sitting at about the same position we were at last year. That once JC Horn gets injured, we're going to struggle in that. And who knows? Maybe he stays healthy, or maybe. You know, why can I not think of our defense coordinator's name? Maybe he has something up his in his plan. But yeah.
Evero.
Evero, thank you.
This is the thing. Like, when you start looking at this team, and this is why I say they need to blow it up and start all over. Look at wide receiver. You've got Adam Thielen as your number one. And then what? Nothing. Right?
You have Mingo that you're hoping to
pay. You have maybe some potential. But you don't have anything proven. Mm-hmm. Cornerback, you've got J.C. Horn, who's hurt all the time. And then what? Nothing. Edge, you've got Brian Burns. And then what? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right? Like, corner or a safety.
Xavier Woods.
Your offensive line is, you've got Moten. You've got Icky. What is he? We don't really know.
You got Christian Berry at Brady Christensen at left guard. That's a question.
Everything's a question. Everything on this entire team, outside of 3 or 4 guys, is just, they're just guys.
And we will take a quick break as we just got shut off.
Wow. Sorry about that. Lost track of time. Jerry gave me the warning, and I completely ignored him. So sorry about that, Jerry.
I kind of got into that rant too. I was like, "Yeah, let's do this." Yeah,
but I mean, it's wild because these guys that are not your Burns, your Horn, your Moten, they could just be any guy on any other team. Honestly, they're just not special. There's no special on this team.
In his role is special. But at a certain point, yes, you're 100% right. They're not the top tier guys.
Yeah. The lack of talent on this team is just astonishing. When you start to look at it, I don't know. This is a multiple year rebuild, and you have to do it. There's no other option at this point. There's no reloading because you don't have anything to reload.
This is a eat your vegetables type of season.
Yeah.
Where we're going to have to take our lumps. We're going to have to go mid to low tier signings. We're going to hopefully build our quarterback up a little bit. I think that's the number one goal, which it should be this year, is just protecting Bryce, getting him better, getting him more comfortable. And then we can work on other things. I know it's kind of going to hurt our defense with Evero, but we've got to take our vegetables. We can't be signing all these top-tier free agents and drafting top-tier defensive guys because, quite simply, we can't afford it. We don't have the draft capital. This is a vegetable year, guys.
It's going to be a tough year, and you know, I hate saying it, and I know a lot of you guys out there hate hearing it, and you think, no, we're just a couple of players away. No, we are not. We are not a couple of players away. We are 15 players away. Like, we're 30 players away. We're a lot of players away. And most of the guys that have been on this team for the last couple of years will not be on this team over the next couple of years. It's going to be a big turnover, and it should be. Because this has been a bad team for a long time. Yeah, and you had Wilkes who came in and got the most out of what was here. But again, even a lot of those guys aren't here anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just, you're going to have to kind of rebuild it step by step. So this year, they're going to focus on maybe one or two positions to try and get better at. And then next year, they're going to focus at a couple of more. And then maybe the year after that, you start thinking about competing in the division. But I think we're 2 years away at least from even considering being not a top five draft pick team.
I will say this, that next year, as it stands right now, obviously things are going to change. They are currently sitting at $145 million under the
cap. Yeah, yeah.
So this is, like I said, a vegetable time where you got to make those cuts. You got to take that dead cap this year. You got to take those lumps. You just have to really kind of build it. If you do want to sign a big name guy or a better guard and stuff like that, like the Robert Hunt, who's probably one of the best guards in the free agency, you're going to have to give him a nice 4 or 5 year deal, push that salary out till the end where you have more space. That's why I'm shocked that Brian Burns' contract was not done, because he's counting $24 million against cap this year.
You got to figure out what to do with him. If you're going to keep him, pay him. If you're going to keep him, pay him. He costs what he costs. You're the Panthers. You're not winning anytime soon. You're going to have to pay a premium for guys that are of his caliber. And even if we don't think he's, you know, a top five edge in the league, he is a top 10 edge in the league. And you're going to have to pay him unfortunately, like a top five edge in the league, because you're the Panthers and you're not winning anytime soon.
So, yeah, you're going to have to pay him that tax.
Yeah.
And not only that, he's been a good, loyal guy here, too. He hasn't missed games. He hasn't been this kind of all started with you turning down a trade for him. You made him a top tier. Yes, we all agree that trade should have happened, but you made that decision. Now you got you have to take it. You have to move on from that and go with what he's sitting at now. You have to pay him because
the time to trade him has passed.
Yeah.
He is no longer as valuable as he was because of the contract that he was on. The time to trade him has passed. Take your, like you said, eat your vegetables, pay him his money. Try not to pay him $30 million a year, but 27, 28, give him a good guarantee. Manipulate that cap in such a way to where it's not going to hurt us for the next couple of years and rebuild your team. And let's talk about Edge, because after him, this is why he's so valuable. Because after him, there is nothing.
There's no one, absolutely no one currently on this team. I mean, we not joke, but we're talking about, my brain is not working. The Penn State guy,
Etor.
Yeah, Etor was having a good year, got injured and everything, but he's a free agent. I wouldn't mind bringing him back, but...
But what did he have, like 4 sacks?
Yeah.
And we were thrilled about that?
Well, it was also his run defense. I wasn't
seeing more
splash plays.
But we need a pass rusher opposite Burns.
I agree.
That hurts Burns, not having that. And there are a few out here that I really like. I mean, number one, a guy you're not going to be able to afford, Danielle Hunter, who had 16.5 sacks last year. So let's just move on from him because we're not going to be able to sign him.
You never know. Yeah, we can't sign him.
You can't sign him and Burns, right? And I'm assuming they're going to assign Burns. They went ahead and franchise tagged him. But he's a guy.
Well, he's on this team. Yeah. I mean,
Danielle Hunter's got a market value on SpotRac of $20 million a year. And I think Burns is like 22 on SpotRac. So, I mean, that's the type of guy you're looking at. A guy I do like, Jonathan Greenard. So, finished 6th among edge rushers in win rate, pass rush win rate last year, had 12.5 sacks. Put that guy opposite Brian Burns, and by the way, his market value on SpotRac is like $13.5 million. I'm assuming on this team it would probably have to be more like 15. But that's the type of guy who would make Brian Burns special again, I think.
I mean, what about a Chase Young, a 24-year-old guy?
Yeah.
He hasn't really shown up yet, but he still has all that talent. I mean, SpotRac has him market value at 13. I'm assuming it's probably going to be a little bit higher just because he is so young and had that.
And he's got the name value, right? Yeah. But he's just always a guy who, I mean, him and I look at him and like Jadeveon Clowney as very similar type of guy. They're going to show up some days. They're going to have great games, but you can't count on them consistently.
No?
I don't know that those guys. It's hard to say because, you know, if you have to pay somebody $15 million a year to come in here, do you want to pay that to Chase Young? Do you want to pay that to Jadeveon Clowney? Knowing what you're going to get? I mean, Chase Young's 25 years old. Does he have that in him? Does he have the dog in him where he can turn it on? He didn't do it on the 49ers, really.
I mean, that 49ers team is completely stacked, though, where everyone could get to the quarterback.
Yeah, I know, but...
Give me a second. Let me try to look up his PFF grade.
Yeah. I mean, he was a guy I kind of wanted to talk about with you. If you look, just kind of looking at his stats here, 7.5 sacks his rookie season with the Commanders. Since then, 1.5 sacks, 0 sacks, 5 sacks, 2.5 sacks. Actually, I guess last year he had 7.5 total. So, a lot of injury concerns with him.
Yeah.
Played 15 games this rookie year. Since then, he has not played more than 9. Year he played most of the games. But
Would he not be a good guy to bring in here in a prove-it deal?
Sure. But again, if you're rebuilding, are you bringing in prove-it guys if you're rebuilding? You're bringing in one-year guys?
I wouldn't – prove it doesn't necessarily mean 1 year. I think you could sign a guy to a three-year prove it deal where, you know, after 1 or 2 years you can let him go.
But sure. I mean, if you're going to sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal with, you know, manipulated in such a way where you could get out after a year or two, fine. Would I be excited if Chase Young was brought in here? Sure.
Because you back to what we are discussing, we need somebody on that opposite side that other offenses have to recognize. I mean, yeah. Etor, as much as we said he improved, he goes on that opposite side. No one flinched. Yeah. No one's like, okay, we got to watch out for Etor. It was like, Brian Burns is over there.
Right.
That's all that they said.
Oh, man. You've got a guy from the Jets, Bryce Huff, who's listed as one of the top end guys. Marcus Davenport, Shaq Barrett, who, for 31 years old, he's fallen off a bit from his high, but a guy we know a lot from the NFC South.
Yeah, I was going to say, was he with Evero in Denver? But then I realized, no, he was in Tampa.
He's been in Tampa. He's been a absolutely nemesis to the Panthers. Always played well against the Panthers. But again, he's getting up there in age. I don't know that he moves the needle a ton. Now, is he better than YGM? Sure. But, you know, I don't know. And by the way, I think he was with the Broncos at one time, but not while Everett was there.
I still say you try to go after Chase Young. He had 10 sacks last year, it says. Like I said, I think that would be a nice little... If you're going to spend big money, like getting a bookend with Brian Burns would be nice.
Sure. Sure. 7.5 sacks last year, so I don't know where you're seeing 10 from, but...
PFF has him at 10, so that may include the playoffs.
Ah, maybe. Okay, well, either way, there are some, you know, edge is one of those positions where there actually are some guys, some you know, game changer type talent out there.
Yeah.
So if you're going to spend big money, just from what we've looked at so far, if you're going to spend big money on a position, I would go edge, I think, just based on the talent that's there. Because you're going to pay big money for a wide receiver who might not be worth what you're going to have to pay due to the lack of available options.
Yeah. I mean, I'd go like the mid-tier, maybe the Tyler Boyd, the Josh Reynolds type of route.
Yeah.
And then like I hate saying this because I also think that the line is actually where I'd spend more. If I had to put positions for free agency, I would go line, then edge.
Yeah, both lines.
Offensive
line, and defensive line, yep.
Because I think you could build that up. I don't think receivers where you're going to get a great starter. I think you could get a good piece. And tight end, I think you could get a good piece. I think Noah Fant might be a starter level. But
certainly on this team.
If you want to pay that money for him, because I think he's going to get the most for a tight end this offseason.
Let's talk linebacker real quick, because we've got Frankie Louvu, and Frankie Louvu is listed.
Gotta sign him.
Yeah, he's listed as the number one linebacker according to NFL.com, and I agree. I think he, if I was honestly looking at the guys, the free agents on this team, obviously he's number one now that Burns has been tagged, of guys you want to re-sign. But Louvu, he's just a good player. He's just a solid football player who has earned a good contract, and he's earned it here, and he should have it here, in my opinion.
100%. I think this is a signing that you need to do for your locker room. I think this is for the other guy. Because you have never heard anything negative from him. You never heard him do anything. All you heard was that guy came in. He was a spark plug his first year. He came in last year and this year and really kind of showed out. You re-signed that guy. He came in as a special teamer. He proved that he belonged on the starting as a starter defenser, and you need to pay that guy for the rest of the league to see, hey, if I go there for a prove it deal and I prove it, they're willing to bring me in.
Yeah. He was a diamond in the rough, and he's a great locker room guy. Well, I think you may have mentioned that. He's the type of guy, if you were building a team, just personality-wise, work ethic-wise, he's who you want around a young team. And the Panthers are going to be a young team over the next couple of years.
I think he does the right things.
He plays the right way.
He's hard-nosed. He gets after the quarterback. I just don't understand why you would not sign him. He makes his splash plays in key downs.
He's not an all-pro, right? No. He's a borderline pro bowler. So you're not going to have to break the bank for him. But he's just a really good player. And I would love to have him back. So I hope he would be obviously at the number one spot on my rankings in terms of linebacker to come back. Any of the other guys on this list jump out at you for linebacker?
If we signed Frankie Louvu, no. But other than that, Patrick Queen, he's had his ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind bringing him in, another like high level type of guy.
Yeah, boomer bust kind of guy.
Yeah. Devin White's a free agent, or is he going to get re-signed by?
He's a free agent right now.
I think Devin White might be a very interesting pick for this type of defense, because he's a faster guy, a little smaller than normal for a middle linebacker, but I think he might fit Evero's style of defense pretty well, being speedier and, you know.
I mean, he's just like a couple of years out from being an all-pro. And he's 26, so bring him in to a team that might hold him more accountable maybe for some of the, you know, freelance plays he likes to take. I would love to take that's the kind of guy, again, if you're rebuilding your team, bring in someone who has high upside, and if he doesn't work out, you know, not a big deal.
I don't get why you would not want, I mean, he was injured last year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to bring in Devin White. Obviously, I still think Frankie Louvu is my number one. I think you have to prove that to the locker room guys. Yeah. That, you know, you come here, you perform, you get paid, you get respected and stuff like that.
Yeah. And guys like Bobby Wagner or Levante David, those guys aren't coming here. So
no,
we don't
need
to. We don't need to worry about
I don't want to not. I don't want to be mean. They're not coming here. That's fine.
Yeah,
I get it.
They're not coming here.
They don't need to.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the Jets. They're going to go to wherever they think they have a chance to win a title.
Yep. And you look like somebody like Willie Gay from the Chiefs, who is just a really solid depth player on this team, would probably be a starter, but it's not going to break the bank. I like a guy like that. I mean, this is another group of guys that you don't have the super high end talent, but you've got the Frankie Louvu who you can just re-sign. He's already here. You just re-sign him. And then maybe you get a depth piece or two.
And what is Frankie Louvu? 28? You could sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal.
I'd be very happy about signing him to a longer deal. Yeah.
Like I said, I know I keep reiterating this, but it helps bring other free agents in here of the mm-hmm. Devin Whites, of that lower mid tier of, hey, I could go there, I could perform and get another contract with them because they're not just chewing me up and spitting me out.
You keep saying that. I don't know if that is the case, but maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know if it works that way. I think the NFL is just who's going to pay me the most money until you get to that upper echelon, and then it's where can I win and who's going to pay me the most money. So, you know, again, it's maybe I'm being a bit jaded when it comes to that, but
I may be wrong, but I feel like there is that type of talking within a locker room and through agents of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it certainly doesn't hurt.
No.
Right? It doesn't hurt.
But when you're... either way, he's still, in my opinion, one of the top players on that defense last year. And I think Evero should want him back, and we should bring him back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the key to bringing in good talent is to be a good team, is to win. Right? I mean, you saw, like, the Patriots. They were never loyal to anybody.
Never loyal.
They cut guys left and right. They'd have cut Tom Brady if he wanted too much money. Honestly. They'd have traded him. They'd have gotten rid of him. And they had and there were years and years where the rumors were that they were going to get rid of him. Right? And then he would always take less money and be the consummate team guy. But, so that's, you know, if you want to win, you have to win. So this team is just going to have, you're going to have to build by the draft. We talk about the free agency. It's fun. I doubt the Panthers are going to make too many big splashes just because that's not what bad teams do. And right now we're a bad team.
They're going to be the quintessential Jerry jumping, cannonballing into the pool. I'm not making a big splash. I'm 5'7", 155, 160. Mm. I don't make a big splash when I cannonball into the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the goal here, I believe, this offseason is going to be add some quality depth, add some guys
protect
Bryce, add some guys that you're going to be able to evaluate other guys that you have, and then hopefully re-sign Burns and give him, you know, that extension to clear the cap, re-sign Luvu just because you should, he's a good player. And then the rest, you know, is just going to come through the draft, I think. So I still think that we could be a trade or two. A trade or two could happen with the Panthers before the draft just to continue to gather some extra ammunition, extra picks.
I haven't heard much about Shaq Thompson. I mean, he's 29 years old. I mean, yeah. I think he's like $9 million this year. Like,
yeah,
Write it out, or do you restructure?
Is there any reason to cut him? What's the...
I believe it's like a post June, you save $5 million.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. Unfortunately, I love Shaq Thompson, but he's certainly not the player he used to be. You've got, Derek Brown, who you're going to have to re-sign at some point.
You need to re-sign him this offseason too.
Yeah.
Or because I have a feeling he's just going to be worth way more if you let him play out that this year.
I mean, right now Moten is counting like almost 12% of the cap. Like, they're definitely going to restructure his deal. Yeah. So that's probably going to come down at least by half, I would imagine. Burns is at 10%. Go ahead.
I was going to say, according to SpotRack, I think they save like $9-10 million when they restructure him. So
yeah, exactly. And so they got to do that.
Yeah.
What does he have left on his deal? So it's a couple of years.
He's got left on
his deal. Yeah. So maybe you even, I don't know if you could extend him now. I'd be happy to extend him another couple of seasons out and just spread that money out even further. But
yeah, I mean, he's got this year and next year, and then he's a free agent. So if you extend him to a 2-year extension, kick it out. I mean,
yeah,
that's still like almost 34 years old at the end of that. So, I mean, as a tackle, I feel like he's still playing at a high level.
He's right. He's still, again, this is not an all pro that we're talking about here, but he is a solid player who causes us really no problems. So I like Taylor Moten, and for the Panthers, that's about all you can ask for. So, all right, Jerry, I think that is going to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to get chewed out when I go back downstairs.
Yeah. I've already been getting texts.
People here.
Come down when you're done so we can figure out what we're doing for dinner. Jeez. All right.
I know. Families. It's like, God,
right.
Can't we have our hobby?
Yeah, leave me alone. Talking football in March.
My wife, Sylvia, goes, what are you talking about? It's the off season and we suck.
Yeah, that's it. Talking about how much we suck.
We want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at Meow Mix Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmixpodcast.com. Leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the show. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.
You can guarantee that we'll be back sometime next week to talk about free agency. There will be some signings. There will be some cuts. There'll be a lot of things to talk about, I would assume. So we'll be back. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding. Go Tar Heels!